Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
It was a weekend with locally heavy showers and thunderstorms. Not everybody got the rain, but we did get it in northern Duval County and over the International Airport, where the numbers count. So we are now, after this weekend when JIA got almost an inch and a half of rain, we're now an inch above average for the month, which is great news because there are some dry days on the way. And starting today, we're going to have a bit of an onshore wind. So we're going to change that weather pattern from really pretty hot and humid and stormy this past weekend to now it's going to be pretty mild. Today, our temperatures are only going to make the low to mid 80s. It'll be about 5 to 10 degrees cooler today than yesterday, thanks to onshore winds. And we're going to see those winds today and tomorrow. That means a high risk for rip currents and really rough season surf out at our beaches. It also means some isolated showers at times, including this morning. There may be some isolated showers primarily along the coast, and then those areas of showers will gradually be pushing toward I-95. As we move to midday and early this afternoon. But the rain today really looks pretty isolated. If you get some showers, it's not going to be a lot, and you're going to be one of the few. Tuesday, it's going to be very similar. We'll still have the onshore wind and a brief shower possible. And then we just kind of shut off the rain, and we're going to get rid of that northeast onshore wind. It's going to turn more out of the east and southeast starting on Wednesday, lasting through Friday. That's going to help our temperature soar. We'll be in the upper 80s and low 90s. For about 3 to 5 days, including through the weekend. But this weekend, I have my eye on it. I'm seeing some signals that we may have some sea breeze showers and thunderstorms develop both on Saturday and Sunday. This would be a bit of a shift to what is usually a summertime weather pattern. So we're still a long ways out. It's certainly too early to tell if the wet season is about to get going, but it certainly caught my attention putting that forecast together late Sunday and early Monday morning, and it's something we'll be tracking over the next few days. That is the potential for some sea breeze storms both Saturday and Sunday afternoon. And temperatures, like I said, it's going to stay plenty hot through the weekend. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.